The Haines Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit organization committed to economic growth in the local business community. It formed as a nonprofit 50 years ago, but its roots are older than the city of Haines itself. The Chamber of Commerce first organized in 1909, the year before the city was incorporated. In October, the chamber hired Dory Thompson as assistant director. And last week, the chamber added Amanda Brandon as its newest director. Both hires bring new energy to the long-standing organization. When Thompson heard that the Chamber of Commerce was hiring, her past employment in local brick and mortar prompted her to apply.
I worked for Alaska Rods this summer, and Rod said, "Oh yeah, you'd be perfect. You love to talk to people. You can talk to anybody."
She also brings a depth of professional and life experience.
I drove truck for 14 years. I worked for state parks for two seasons in the Blue Mountains, and I worked for the Oregon Corrections in Umatilla. I volunteered for free tax service in my community for 14 years. I am a Christian and a member of the Tlingit tribe, also a member of CIA.
Amanda Brandon, the newly named director, has unique insight into tourism. She brings with her an understanding of the specific needs of the traveling consumer.
Most recently, I was a flight attendant for Alaska.
Brandon also has a background in nonprofit work.
I worked with organizations like Hands on Gulf Coast, St. Bernard's Parish. Also in New York, I worked with Habitat for Humanity, kind of really all over the East Coast, trickling down in Louisiana a lot after Hurricane Katrina, a lot of rebuild, construction.
One of Brandon's main objectives as director is to help local businesses generate more revenue from cruise ships.
There's a lot of missed connections that can be made with all of those tourists, and just kind of getting all of the businesses on the same page and having the materials to connect those businesses with every single person that's stepping off of those boats.
For the upcoming winter months, Brandon's focus is to connect local consumers with Haines small businesses in new ways. The chamber plans to host luncheons where members can network with the community in the form of swapping ideas or offering skill-building workshops. Brandon expressed the need for the chamber to create an Instagram account and possibly add something new to the calendar, Second Saturdays, which is an offshoot of First Fridays.
We're going to try to have some fun community activities, events involving kids.
But one of the chamber's first orders of business is to facilitate a long-standing, mostly friendly, Haines competition, the annual Haines Holiday Lights Contest. The contest has three different categories. Anyone can nominate a storefront, boat, or residence by visiting the Chamber of Commerce website. The chamber promises to award prizes beyond the most coveted award of attaining Haines Holiday Lights glory.
This is a big deal for Bragan Rights.
Nominations closed on Friday, December 15th. There are 6 entrants in the residential category, 5 entrants in the business category, and only 1 entrant in the boat category. You can vote for your favorite holiday lights display on their website, haineschamber.org, through December 22nd. Winners will be announced on December 23rd by the Chamber of Commerce. Alan DePriminal contributed to this story. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.